Good afternoon. The Secretary-General and the Prime Minister will make short remarks and then they'll be happy to take your questions. Secretary-General.
Prime Minister, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to NATO headquarters just 1 week after taking office. I congratulate you on your appointment as Prime Minister, and the fact that you decided to visit NATO so soon after you took office is a clear demonstration of your commitment to NATO. It's now 10 years since Estonia joined our alliance. Throughout, Estonia has made NATO stronger, and NATO has made Estonia stronger. Over the years, brave and professional Estonian troops have made a substantial contribution to our challenging mission in Afghanistan. Estonia has learned tough lessons on cyber defense and is now making a significant contribution to strengthen the alliance efforts in this vital domain. And you are leading by example when it comes to investing the right amount of resources in the right defense capabilities. Despite the economic crisis, you are spending 2% of your gross domestic product on defense. This shows your commitment to collective defense. And it shows that if Estonia can do it, other allies can too. We discussed the implications of Russia's aggression against Ukraine. And as we face the most serious security crisis in a generation, we are determined to keep NATO robust, ready, and agile. Estonia, like every NATO member, can count on Allied solidarity at all times. We have more than doubled the number of fighter aircraft allocated to our air policing mission in the Baltic states, thanks to the United States. Many European allies have also offered additional planes, air-to-air refueling tankers, and other capabilities. And we will make sure that we have updated military plans, enhanced exercises, and appropriate deployments. As we prepare for our NATO summit in Wales this September, we will continue to take all the necessary steps to safeguard the security and the freedom of our allies from the Baltic to the Black Sea and to maintain the vital bond between Europe and North America, a bond which is the foundation of our alliance. This is the task ahead. And Prime Minister, I know that I can continue to count on your support.
Prime Minister. Yes, you can, Secretary General. I thank you, and I can fully subscribe to what Secretary General just said. It was a fruitful discussion indeed. And it's not a coincidence that my first trip as a Prime Minister is to come here and meet Secretary General Rasmussen. The overall security situation in our region, but not only in our region, in Europe as a whole, has changed, and the times are challenging indeed. Of course, it's important to enhance our assistance to Ukraine, both through NATO, other international organizations, and individually, all member states. And Estonia, of course, is very much committed to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine and will continue to offer bilateral, political, and practical support. We also, of course, spoke about Russia. Russia's illegal annexation of part of Ukraine has gravely violated international law and the principles of international relations, including within NATO Russia Council. The only way forward in this situation is to review the entire range of NATO-Russia relations and to put them on a new standing. As Russia's intentions remain unpredictable, so more importantly, we discussed the short-term measures for reassurance and the need for sustainable deterrence measures. Let me use this opportunity also to thank the allies who have demonstrated the solidarity by providing additional planes to Baltic air policing. This is really very important, and Estonia has offered Ämari Air Base as a second location for NATO air policing mission, and we are glad that this offer has been accepted by the allies yesterday at the meeting also. Estonia is willing to contribute other means to strengthen the alliance, for instance, our offer to host NATO's cyber range for training and exercise need. We will meet soon, of course, also in Tallinn, but also in Wales Summit, and have to make a decision to implement sustainable measures for deterrence and collective defence. From prudent planning and exercises to boots on the ground. Such decisions would reaffirm the collective defence as the cornerstone of NATO and stress cohesion, solidarity and resolve between the allies. I am confident that the alliance will live up to its task. Secretary General, I thank you once more for the chance to exchange views and for your determination and leadership. Thank you very much.
We have Estonian public broadcasting.
I'm from Russian news agency, RIA Novosti. Sorry. Okay.
Hi, Estonian public broadcasting, Johanna Stralla. Secretary General Rasmussen, a question to you first. Sergei Lavrov made a statement claiming that according to the Rome Declaration, no country has any rights to deploy additional troops or forces in Eastern Europe. Do you think NATO plans are violating the Rome Declaration, and is it still valid?
No, of course, we haven't violated the Rome Declaration, and I'm actually surprised that Russia can claim that NATO has violated its commitments, because Russia is violating every principle and international commitment it has made. First and foremost, the commitment not to invade other countries. Russia has undermined all the principles of our relationship, and therefore there can no longer be business as usual. And to make it clear, NATO's core task is to defend our allies, and this is what we are doing.
Russian, our Russian colleague.
Vladimir Dobrovolsky from RIA Novosti. The question also about the declaration of Foreign Minister Lavrov. He said that Russia had sent concrete questions about NATO plans to boost military presence in the Eastern Europe. Did you receive such a request, and will you answer it, and how? Thank you.
NATO has received no such questions from Russia. Frankly, this is just another piece of Russian propaganda and disinformation. It's based on a baseless interpretation of the NATO-Russia Founding Act, which we agreed with Russia in 1997. In the Founding Act, NATO promised to carry out our collective defense through reinforcement rather than additional permanent stationing of substantial combat forces. And that's exactly what we are doing. In the same document, Russia pledged to respect territorial integrity, sovereignty, and political independence of other states and refrain from the threat or use of force. And that's exactly what Russia is not doing.
NPR and CBS.
Hi, Terry Schultz with NPR and CBS. Just to clarify that, Foreign Minister Lavrov says, we have addressed questions to NATO and we're expecting answers. So if you could just clarify that you have, if I understood correctly, that you haven't received any questions. And you are not restrained by any treaties or any pledges not to have a more permanent NATO presence in any ally. And also to the Estonian Prime Minister, you have mentioned boots on the ground. Ambassador Lepik has mentioned boots on the ground. Would you need boots on the ground to feel safe, or do you believe that the alliance is doing enough now to reassure you after the measures agreed upon by the foreign ministers? Thank you both.
First of all, let me stress what I answered is that I have not received questions from Russia. But anyway, these accusations are just propaganda and disinformation. And next, let me stress that we act in accordance with our documents. And as I quoted from the document, it's very clear that we will carry out our collective defense through reinforcement when it's necessary. And that's exactly what we have done. We have enhanced air policing in the three Baltic states. We have deployed AWACS aircraft to improve surveillance. You have seen more naval presence in the Black Sea. And all these steps are in full accordance with the principles to which we have subscribed in the past.
Well, the foreign ministers of NATO made an important step forward yesterday, but it's a fact that Estonia has no NATO presence on our soil, with, of course, the exception of our own armed forces. And I think it's very important that the alliance has decided that NATO's military authorities will in near term present a sustainable program how to increase NATO presence and to defend all allies.
Does it have to be ground?
Well, we will go to specific details in a later phase, but I personally believe that boots on the ground is clear presence indicator.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.